I must say the past several years, my reading of Scripture has changed in light of this terrible period we're going through. I've often said in the wake of the sex abuse scandal, this is the worst period in American Catholic Church history. And I find now that I read the Bible in a different way, and certain passages light up with new meaning. A good example is a reading from just a couple of weeks ago at Daily Mass from the 9th chapter of the book of the prophet Ezekiel. And though I had read this story many times before, I preached on it before, it shone with a new light. Ezekiel shares with his reader a vision that he has. According to the vision, a group of avenging warriors enters the holy city of Jerusalem from the north. That's, of course, significant because most of Israel's enemies invaded from the north. They come into the city, but they're preceded by a figure who is a writer. He has a writing instrument, and he has a little box, like a writing, where the writing instruments are kept. And he's told to mark certain people in the city with the Tau. The Tau is the last letter in the Hebrew alphabet. Looks like a letter T. He marked those people. Then the warriors came in behind him, and they killed everybody who wasn't marked. It's a bit now like the Passover, where the Jews marked the lintel of their homes, and the angel came and killed the firstborn, you know, of all the other families. So there's this great slaughter takes place in Jerusalem, and then Ezekiel sees the glory of Yahweh ascending out of the temple as though he's about to leave. Now, this prophetic vision is like many others in Ezekiel. It's a bit like a dream or a nightmare. We're not meant to take it literally. Don't literalize it. The same way you wouldn't literalize a dream. But like a dream, it's strange, it's disturbing, and also at the same time deeply meaningful. We have that same kind of reaction that we have to a dream. What does it mean? Well, they say that in ancient Israel, you were told not to read the book of the prophet Ezekiel until you were 50, because the book was so complex and so rich that young people shouldn't even try to interpret it. Well, I just turned 50 a few months ago, so I feel empowered to interpret it. The holy city of Jerusalem was meant to be the magnet that would gather all the nations, that people would see how thoroughly and beautifully God is praised by the holy city, and then all the nations would be gathered to Mount Zion. Ezekiel knows this. It's deep in the Israelite tradition. But Jerusalem had fallen into great corruption. What does God do? What he does typically is he cleanses. He purifies, even when that purification is a very painful process indeed. And again, you can see that up and down the Bible, repeated many times. So the avengers come in to cleanse. Now, why did we read this story today, and why would it speak to us today? The church is the new Israel. The church is the continuation of Israel, and it has the same mission, namely to be, by its holiness, by its righteousness, the magnet by which all the nations of the world are gathered. What's happened to us? Well, in recent years, we have fallen, in this country and around the world, into a very deep corruption. Some priests, not all, not most, some, I want to be very clear about that, but some priests who by grace and ordination were supposed to shepherd their flocks ended up abusing children in the most vile way. Some bishops, again, not all, not most, some, who by grace and ordination were meant to guide their churches, in many cases looked the other way, or in some cases even aided and abetted this process. That is a very profound, a very deep corruption. And it happened in the heart of the holy city, if you want. It happened in the heart of the church. What is God doing? Well, he always does. God cleanses. God purifies. Yes, even when that process is painful indeed, even when it feels, again, now don't literalize, God's not running through the church slaughtering people, but it's a prophetic symbol of God's yes, painful cleansing of the church. Now, go back to another part, though, of that Ezekiel vision. Not only are there the avenging soldiers, you also have that mysterious figure who writes the symbol. He marks out certain people who are meant to be a remnant around whom God is going to rebuild this holy city. Right? He'll spare this remnant, and from that remnant, he will build up the holy city again. What's the sign again? The Tau, the T. Well, the church fathers loved this because the T looked for all the world like a cross. Every baptized Catholic is marked with the Tau, is marked with the cross. The priest will take the thumb and trace a cross on the baby's forehead or an adult's forehead. We're all of us baptized into Christ marked by the Tau. What's the point? We are all meant to be that remnant whose purpose is to renew the church. We're all meant to be those people around whom God is going to rebuild and remake his church. Now, I've been very clear in the past. I want to be very clear now. I think this is the worst thing we've gone through. We have to be very clear about how bad the situation is. That's part of the cleansing process, is to be very publicly clear about the problem. At the same time, I don't agree with those who've taken this opportunity to leave the church. Church is corrupt. Church is sinful, full of bad people, and so I'm getting out. See, in my judgment, that's taking the easy way out. That's refusing to accept the responsibility that comes with being marked with that sign. You are meant to be part of the solution, not part of the problem. And if you simply say, well, I've had it with the church, I'm leaving, then you're not that remnant around which God's going to rebuild his church. So I think Ezekiel's vision now, this is many thousands of years later, we can look back and say it's a template for understanding our own time. Yes, the holy city fell into a corruption. Yes, it's being cleansed and purified painfully. And yes, there remains a remnant marked with the sign of the cross whose purpose is to be part of this great rebuilding and solution. I think, take a look at that ninth chapter of Ezekiel and realize that this ancient prophet is speaking to us.